Then we see the same in Acts chapter 19. This was when this took place in Acts chapter 10, about 10 years, but 20 years later, Paul left and went to Ephesus and found certain disciples. He found them there. He said, "Have you received the Holy Ghost since you believed?" They said, we have not heard so much where there be a Holy Ghost, right? Amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Peter, then Paul did what? Instructed them, and we went through all of this, and he baptized them in the name of the Lord Jesus and laid his hand on them, and they did what? Received the Holy Ghost, and they spoke with tongue and prophesied. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Are you in the house this morning? So I brought you up to date. That don't mean I'm not going back there again, but I just brought you up to date. Amen. But I want you to pick up with me in First Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. 1 Corinthians chapter 9, let's do this again, Jimmy. 1 Corinthians chapter 9 and verse 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And here we go. Romans, 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse 8. Did I get that right? Let me make sure. Somehow that don't seem right. Hallelujah. It does not seem right. Hallelujah. Let me check my notes here again. Amen. 9:8. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let me go to I got it on my pad. Now I'm trying to keep from going there, but here we go. I got it. You're going to be glad you came today. I keep trying to go to First Corinthians. I need to be going to Acts chapter 9. Thank you. All right, Acts chapter 9. I believe I'm right. Acts 9, let's try that scripture. Acts chapter 9 and verse 8. Let's do it. Ooh, glory to God, we're there. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let me read the scripture because I got something I want to say to you. This is you Sunday. Hallelujah. And this is talking about Paul. This is talking about Saul before he became Paul. He was a strong persecutor of the church. He not only dragged people, put them in jail, but he even killed some. He was a bad fellow. Amen. And he had gotten his letter from the authority there in Jerusalem where he was to go to Damascus to go and take care of his business there. Hello? So he had gotten his authority and he was on his way to prove that he had authority to come to Damascus and interrupt all these people that call themselves a Jesus people or those that followed Jesus. I'm going to arrest you, and I'm taking you back to Jerusalem. I'm putting you in jail, and if you resist me, I'm going to beat you. Bad man. Amen. Hallelujah. So it reads like this from the King James, and Saul arose from the earth. This is after, I really need to read the other part. Hallelujah. Back up to Verse 3. You need to get the whole story. I mean, yeah. Verse 3, you got it? Can you back up to verse 3? And as he journeyed, he came to near to Damascus. And suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. He fell to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why persecutest thou me? And he said, Who art thou, Lord? And the Lord said, I'm Jesus whom thou persecutest. It is hard for thee to kick against the pricks. I thought he was persecuting the saints. But Jesus said, Saul, are you persecuting me? Very interesting, huh? When we realize how one we are with the Lord, it's going, amen. It will really let us know God don't lack for the devil pick on his kids. y'all get that on the way home. God do not like for the devil to pick on his kids. You're jewels to him. You're precious in his eyes. He paid a price for you. And that price he paid is priceless. It was given because we couldn't buy it. Are you in the house? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. So let me go on because I got to get to where I'm going. Hallelujah. And he trembling and astonished said, Lord, what will you have me to do? This guy surrendered real quick, didn't he? I can imagine having an encounter with God on this level. Because he said he saw a light when he was telling his testimony to others. He said, I saw a light that outshined the sun. The light was so bright till his sight left him. Amen. Amen. So let me go on. He said, arise and go into the city, and it shall be told thee what thou must do. And the men which journeyed with him stood speechless, hearing the voice, but seeing no man. And Saul arose from the earth. And when his eyes was open, he saw no man. But they led him by the hand and brought him to the master. Verse 9. And he was 3 days without sight. Neither did he eat nor drink. And there was a disciple at Damascus named Ananias. And to him said the Lord in a vision, Ananias, he said, Behold, I'm here, Lord. Hallelujah. And the Lord said unto him, Arise and go into the street which is called Straight, and inquire in the house of Judah for one called Saul of Tarsus. For behold, he prays and has seen in a vision a man named who? Ananias. Coming in, putting his hand on him. Paul saw this in a vision now, that he might receive his sight. Glory to God. And Ananias answered, Lord, I've heard by many of this man how much evil he has done to thy saints at Jerusalem. And we hear he has authority from the chief priests to bind all that call on thy name. But the Lord said unto him, Go thy way. For he is a chosen vessel unto me to bear my name before the Gentiles and kings and the children of Israel. For I will show him how great thing he must suffer for my name's sake. Let me clarify that, because people thought Paul suffered because of the life he lived before he got saved. He never told him you're going to suffer. How can you suffer for something you it's you're dead to and it doesn't exist. How can a dead man suffer? Y'all ain't talking to me too well this morning.